One thing is needful. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. I awakened this morning, March 1st, 2013, feeling anxious about my upcoming trip to Italy with my granddaughter. How many euros should I take? Will I be able to find and operate the ATM machines there? Am I taking enough or too many jackets? I was not experiencing the peace, quietness, and assurance spoken of by Isaiah. As I was asking for the wisdom promised to those who ask in faith, I heard the word spoken by Jesus to Martha in the scripture quoted above. I knew that I was indeed troubled about many things, as was Martha, and that if I were to again experience the peace I so desired, I must choose that good part, which Mary chose, to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word. For we find life only in the word spoken to us by the Christ, the ascended Jesus, inside. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. There is absolutely no way the reasoning human mind can prepare one for anything. It can only lead to anxiety and confusion. But we have the mind of Christ. We don't have to depend on the reasoning human mind, the flesh that profiteth nothing, as Martha did. We have the voice inside continually speaking, this is the way, walk ye in it. As we follow Jesus' admonition to seek first the kingdom of God, or sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to his word, as Mary did, rather than attempting to reason out the best plan for everything, all the things shall be added. We will have whatever we need when we need it. This does not mean that I don't make any preparations for my trip, but it should all be effortless and fun, not laborious. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The moment the preparations become burdensome, it is time to discontinue them, get quiet inside, and listen for the voice of the Christ, the Holy Spirit, bringing to my remembrance whatever I may have overlooked. This doesn't mean that I necessarily stop all outward activity. I just go on doing whatever needs doing. Washing clothes, cooking a meal, taking a walk, while remaining quiet inside and listening. When I think of something that I need to do or buy for my trip, I either make a note to myself or do right then what needs to be done. Pack band-aids, put an article of clothing in the wash, put new batteries in the camera, etc. As I go about my activities in this state of peaceful contemplation, I experience the love of God which is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost, the love that casts out the fear which has been tormenting me. And I enter that rest which has been prepared for the people of God, the people who, like Mary, have chosen the one thing that is needful, the good part, the people who have chosen to sit at the feet of Jesus, listening to his word. I am no longer leaning on my own understanding, but I'm rather trusting him with all my heart, acknowledging him in all my ways, knowing that he is directing my path, the pathway of righteousness in which there is no death, just life, the abundant life that Jesus said he came to give us. I become increasingly confident that I am no longer living, but the Christ is living me. It is not I, but rather the Christ who has taken this trip. I am merely presenting my body to him, a living sacrifice, for him to appear to this world in, thereby proving his good, acceptable, and perfect will.